Thank you for calling customer support. This is Demetrius speaking. How can I help you?
Yes, my name is Marianne Button, and I just got a charge on my bank account for $59. Pardon me?
I was going to say, okay, can you provide me with your zip code?
60169.
And your name, please.
Marianne Button.
Thank you. I do see that name here.
What is this for? Because you guys have already entered, you've already given me a credit for $128 for something I didn't order, and I don't know what this is for. It's the same name.
All right, can you verify the shipping address for me, please?
965 Washington Boulevard, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60169.
Thank you. All right. I do see here this is for our contest entry.
I did not enter a contest. I don't know what you're talking about. This is fraud. I want it taken off my account.
Do you remember entering for a chance to win an iPhone, iPad, or Dyson vacuum cleaner before?
I remember a while back, but I called them and told them they charged me $128, and they issued me a credit for it because it didn't say anything about charging me any money.
That wouldn't be us.
Pardon me?
Yeah, that wouldn't be us. We don't have a $128 charge.
Well, this is you now, and I want this charge changed. I want it credited back to my account. I did not authorize this.
Okay, so you're saying you didn't. So you're saying you didn't order this, and you don't know what this is for.
That is correct.
Okay. Well, what I'm going to do for you, I'm going to get you transferred over to our fraud department where they can help you out better with this. Provide me a few seconds, please. Because this would be a fraudulent charge since you're saying you didn't order this, ma'am. So
I don't even know what
you
it is.
Right.
Thank you. Okay. I'm about to get you transferred over now. You should be on hold for a few seconds. After that hold, a fraud specialist is going to be online waiting for you. And I do thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.